Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw for Insider Travel Report, and I'm here with Chester Cooper, who's the Deputy Prime Minister and Tourism Minister for the Bahamas. Now, we recently talked with Chester about, you know, the Bahamas advisory situation, which we're going to talk a little bit about today. But today we're here to celebrate cruising, and we're on actually the Sea Cloud Spirit, which is making its first stop here, port call in Nassau. But we're going to talk about that and a whole lot more of what's going on in the Bahamas on Insider Travel Report. Now, Minister, first of all, great to see you live in person. Normally, we're doing this by Zoom, which is a little bit, this is not quite the same, but, and congratulations. This is a beautiful ship. Have you had a chance to walk around?
Pleasure. It's much better having you here in the Bahamas to truly experience the environment rather than talking on Zoom.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
So we welcome you. This is a great day, of course, for cruising in the Bahamas. It demonstrates our range. We attract a large icon of the seas, but we also attract Sea Cloud Spirit. And this is good for cruising. We have a magnificent facility here that's brand new. $300 million we've invested into the Nassau Cruise Port. So it's good to show it off to all of our guests. What's really delightful about Sea Cloud is that they're not just staying here in Nassau Cruise Port, but they're traveling around the islands as well.
So, including to one that's deep, close to your heart, right?
Absolutely. Exuma is my favorite island in the Bahamas. I think that's on record. So I'm not ashamed to say so anymore.
So we have Exumas, and we're going to Eleuthera, I think, as well.
Eleuthera is also beautiful. All of the islands have a unique flair and presence, and the beauty of this archipelago is that you can find something different and unique and beautiful on all of the islands, whether it's fishing in Crooked Island or lying on pink sand beaches in Harbor Island or nightclubs and casinos in Nassau or Freeport. There's something to make each of these destinations someone's favorite. And that's the beauty of the islands of the Bahamas. Close proximity to Florida, we can get here very quickly, which makes us the cruising capital of the world, I would like to say, but certainly in the region.
Plus, you have your passport checked here, which is actually great to go back to the U.S. Everybody reminded me of that, too. Yeah, here we have passport control here, not in the States.
Right. Seamless travel really is making it easy for our guests. TSA pre-check, pre-clearance in Nassau. We're coming out with some other interesting features, working closely with the U.S. Embassy to ensure ease of travel between here and the USA.
Now, the other thing is, just to go back to cruising a little bit, you've invested a lot in with a lot of lines. You're going to have some new destinations for cruising here, and one for Disney, I think, and one for one for Carnival, right?
Yeah. Firstly, let's not forget that we can attract six of the largest ships in the world right here in Nassau Cruise Port. That's 30,000 passengers a day. So let's just create that for context. And then we are launching this summer, Disney's Lighthouse Point in Eleuthera. And in 2025, we will be launching Celebration Key, which is Carnival's port in Grand Bahama, Freeport. So these are exciting times for the Bahamas. It's exciting time for Freeport, Grand Bahama. By 2027, there will also be another new port in Freeport that's spearheaded by RCL and MSC and ITM in a partnership. So at the end of 2027, we will be able to attract 5.5 million cruise passengers to Freeport, Grand Bahama. To put that in context, in our record-setting year, the Nassau Cruise Port brought 4.6 million passengers in 2023. So by the end of 2027, we will be able to attract 5.5 million in Freeport alone. This is simply fantastic. It speaks to the allure of the Bahamas, and it speaks really to the dividends that we are receiving as a result of our investments in the infrastructure. So yes, we have Nassau, but we want the world also to understand that we have 15 other destinations that they could experience. and we're seeing new developments in some of them to make them more accessible.
No, absolutely. And so you rightly can argue very easily that you are the cruise capital of the world, given all these ships coming in. And I've been sitting here, I've been actually staying at the newly renovated British Colonial, just watching these ships come in every day, and it's amazing. And this is a small one, this is under 200 passengers, but we're next to us are a couple of 3,000 and maybe 5,000 passenger ships. Yeah. But you do it so easily, you know, it's amazing. Now, what does the outlook look for 2024?
2024 looks very bright for us. The momentum is strong coming off our record-setting year in 2023. So far in January, we're up about 14% year over year. To the end of March, the arrivals of both air and cruise is exceptional, mm-hmm. above prior year. So we were excited about the possibilities. We are sharing more and more of ourselves and our country with our guests, and we want you to come the first time and, yes, experience the sun, sand, and sea. But when you return, we hope that you will go beyond the sun, sand, and sea, get an experience of much of our culture, our heritage, our history. We have a people-to-people program that will get you to sit and have a meal with a family or do some storytelling or go into a community to see who we are, see our heart. You get an opportunity to experience some of our festivals like Gombe that we brought back for after a few years of a lull, or Junkanoo. Or you can visit one of the islands, the homecomings that we have, or regattas. Sailing now being our national sport. Mm-hmm. It's an opportunity for a guest to go and experience sloop sailing. Maybe get on board one of the boats and go for an actual experience in addition to just watching it. So yes, this is an exciting time for the Bahamas. You mentioned the British Colonial Hotel. They recently opened. They've invested a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. That whole complex there is really...
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we're doing all across the Bahamas. We're refreshing the infrastructure. So you're seeing many of the brands you know for decades and you love, like the British Colonial, but you're also seeing new brands, new flags, like Montage in Abaco. You have Rosewood here at Bahama, Six Senses being built in Freeport. We have a new Four Seasons residence coming in Paradise Island. So the future looks bright and I'm excited about it.
Now, just to revisit the topic we had just a month or so ago with that State Department advisory, is this pretty much resolved now that you've taken the steps that you needed to take and it wasn't really as serious as, you know, the media in the U.S. probably made it out to be?
I think the attention it got was regrettable, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. We have sent the message to the world that the Bahamas is a safe place to travel. In addition to Nassau, where we've had pockets of issues here, we have 15 more island destinations that you can travel to. And really, we've been monitoring it very closely, and we're satisfied that the message has gone to the world that Bahamas is a safe place and a welcoming place. We're warm, hospitable people. And I think, you know, it's demonstrated in the numbers we're seeing continue to come. This year we have more guests coming than last year, notwithstanding the travel advisory. So with that said, the government is doing all in its power to ensure the safety of our locals and our guests. We have a very assertive plan in place to ensure safety. And this is something that we say very, very loudly, that 9+ million came to the Bahamas in 2023, and the experiences of 9.65 million of them was overwhelmingly positive. There have been small incidences which we regret, but the reality is that we provide a very positive, hospitable experience to our guests.
No, absolutely. And it also provided an opportunity to remind people of that the Bahamas really is safe and you can come here, and most people do, and had no problems. Now, just to close it up, any new tourism campaigns? I know, you know, you had a wonderful commercial with Lenny Kravitz. You still were going with that. Any other tourism campaigns you're going to be doing in this year?
Later in the year, we're going to be doing an international campaign, but we're focused very intently right now on our local markets, ensuring that everyone understands that tourism is everyone's business. You mentioned this as an opportunity, really, to recalibrate, and that is what we're doing. So speaking with stakeholders all across the islands of the Bahamas, encouraging domestic tourism, to ensure that even local Bahamians are experiencing really the allure of the 16 island destinations. Mm-hmm. But we should expect a major international campaign later on in the year. I can't tell you too much about it right now.
Okay, we'll be doing another interview for that.
Do come back. Yeah. When you come back to the islands of the Bahamas, we'll talk some more about that.
Now, anything else you want to say to our 126,000 travel advisors out there in the U.S. about the Bahamas today?
There's never been a better time to come to the Bahamas than right now. And this is an opportunity to come and experience our islands. 9.6 million others are coming to experience. I don't want your viewers to be left out. So there's lots to see and do, and we want to ensure that they experience everything that we have to offer. The sun, sand, and sea, yes, but beyond the sun, sand, and sea, experience our culture, our heritage, our history, and the warmth of our people. And it's still better in the Bahamas. Let's just end there.
There you go. Better in the Bahamas. A great phrase. And then, of course, to find out more, I think you go to Bahamas.com, right?
Absolutely. Bahamas.com for all the additional information that you might need.
Well, Minister, thank you again. Great to see you actually in person, as opposed to the Zoom. Yeah. I love being here down here. It's an incredible destination and an incredible cruise. But, you know, I've stayed here. I've been on cruises here. And every single time it's been magnificent.
Thank you very much. Thanks for spreading the word that it's better in the Bahamas. I appreciate you.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.